Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone today. Welcome everyone to Next Level Faith Call. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone today. It's Friday. It's Friday. Welcome everyone. I am Renitra Thomas. Renitra Thomas, better known as Tweet, and welcome to Next Level Faith Call. When we start our day with power and we end our day with blessings, with the purpose of coming together now every day to help promote the power of prayer and to help see family and unity love back into the household through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So welcome everyone today to today's call, to today's show. I'm super excited about today's call simply because we are on a new platform today. Praise God for his opportunities that just keep taking over us, okay? So right now we are hosting the call live in Blog Talk Radio, but we are also on iTunes, so please make sure you subscribe and follow us on the different social media sites so that you can stay connected to the resources that are available here from Next Level Faith Call. Because, see, we want to see your family and unity love back into the household. We want to see it start at home first through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we pray for men, lifting up men, praying for every man, brothers and uncles and husbands and fathers. We pray for every man on Next Level Faith Call. We also lift up our togetherness, how we relate to each other, praying for harmony and peace, effective communication, you know. And then we also pray for women. Oh, Proverbs 31 women, who can find a virtuous and capable wife? And then we pray for teenagers, our young people, hallelujah, the chosen generation. We lift them up and we speak the word of God over them, hallelujah, and we walk by faith with our children and not by sight, believing, hallelujah, God has already moved on our behalf. And then, like today, it's Fabulous Friday. Today is fun and fabulous, fantastic, financial flowing freedom. Freedom Friday today, okay? Filled with faith, filled with the fresh fire of the Holy Spirit, filled with family and unity love. It's all about family today. So welcome everyone to Next Level Faith Call. I am Renitra Thomas. Renitra Thomas, better known as Tweet, and I am super excited about today. Hallelujah. Because, see, the scripture for today is going to be coming from Luke chapter 5, verses 17 through 26. Yes, God has come to set the captive free, and who the Son sets free, oh, is truly free indeed. Welcome, everyone, today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for this time is now when we can come together and lift up the name of Jesus, because, God, we know when praises go up, blessings come down. And, Father, we know we are at the best place for you to bless us. Father, right now we want to lift up this call. We want to lift up this show today, God, asking you to cover this call, this show in your blood and strengthen it, oh God, by your mighty power of love. Father, we pray for the listeners today. God, we pray for the participants. God, we pray for everyone and everything involved, that you would work it together for your good. Hallelujah. Because we do love you, God, and you have called us by name according to your high purpose. Father, we pray not our will be done, but let your will be done. And Father, let somebody somewhere see your spirit today and turn back from their ways and turn to the ways of the Lord. We honor you, God, and we praise you. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for blessing our family and unity love back into the household. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So welcome, everyone, as we rise to command our morning and decree today is a brand new day. Right now, we take authority over our day in the name of Jesus Christ. every element of today, every circumstance of today, and every situation of today, even our families, all cooperating with purpose and destiny. And right now we press towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And if there is anything or anyone assigned to come into our families today, anything or anyone assigned to come on Next Level Faith Call to try to kill, steal, or destroy from us, to even try to divide or conquer us, we rebuke you now in Jesus' name. We cancel your assignment, because we're in covenant with God, and God has us hidden in the secret place of the Most High. Holy Spirit, we greet today, this fabulous day, with the great anticipation of God, all of the good things you have in store for us. We greet today with faith. We greet today with success and prosperity and health and wealth and vision. We greet today with ingenuity and creativity and spirituality. We greet today with holiness, Holy Spirit, your righteousness, and peace. Oh, God, thank you for peace today that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. Our peace is contagious today. It's overflowing. We're sharing our peace. God, we thank you for even your agape love today. Love taking over our family, bringing us together in unity and love. And God, we thank you so much for fresh excitement. Woo, God, thank you for excitement. Oh, we are ignited. We're walking in favor with God and man. We even have a fresh zeal today. Zeal, more pep in our step. And we have the mind of Christ. God, thank you for your mind today, where our thoughts are governed only by things that are true. Our thoughts are governed by things that are noble. Our thoughts are governed by things that are reputable and authentic and even compelling and gracious. Our thoughts are governed with our family with the beautiful today. Our thoughts are governed with our family with things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Our thoughts are governed about our family today with a good report. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Our family is now healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. And no weapon, not one formed against our family, shall prosper. Our family will live with exceeding joy, all together as one, to declare the works of the Lord. So we thank you, God, for our fresh anointing right now. And this anointing that is on our lives, this anointing that is on our families, it is breaking yokes. It is lifting burdens. God, we thank you. Oh, God, thank you that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Oh, powerful God, welcome to Next Level Faith Call. God, welcome into our family and unity love. Have your will and have your way. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Powerful declaration of victory in Jesus' name. Our families are truly blessed and highly favored. And I want to thank you all today for joining us on today's special podcast. If you haven't connected with us on YouTube, connect with us there. If you have not connected with us on Instagram, what about Facebook? Are we friends and followers on Facebook? Connect with Next Level Faith Call on Facebook. And here we are on Blog Talk. And make sure that you subscribe to us on iTunes so that when we go live and when we have new broadcasts, you'll be instantly notified. Thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing the call. Now, let's get back to the sword of the Spirit, which is the powerful word of God. And we are going to share three powerful principles today in the power of prayer, in allowing your family and unity love to come together today more freely and come together today more openly and come together today in more love. Yes, we're going to share three practical tips with you today to help bring your family and unity love back into the household through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So let's get ready to go to the Word today. Luke chapter 5, verses 17 through 26. Welcome, everyone, today. Luke chapter 5, verses 17 through 26.
And I'm reading today from the New Living Translation. Jesus heals a paralyzed man. Let's pray for revelation. Father, we thank you so much for your word. And now, God, we ask you for revelation, wisdom, knowledge, and deeper depths of understanding. What are you speaking to us today, God, with our family and unity love? And we thank you. We are receiving the answer now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Luke chapter 5 today, verses 17 through 26. Here's how the word starts from the New Living Translation. One day while Jesus was teaching, some Pharisees and teachers of religious law were sitting nearby. It seemed that these men showed up from every village in all Galilee and Judea, as well as from Jerusalem. And the Lord's healing power was strongly with Jesus. Verse 18. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a sleeping mat. They tried to take him inside to Jesus, but they couldn't reach him because of the crowd. So they went up to the roof and took off some tiles. Then they lowered the sick man on his mat down into the crowd, right in front of Jesus. Verse 20, seeing their faith, Jesus said to the man, "Young man, your sins are forgiven." Verse 21, but the Pharisees and the teachers of religious law said to themselves, "Who does he think he is? That's blasphemy. Only God can forgive sins." Verse 22, Jesus knew what they were thinking, so he asked them, "Why do you question this in your hearts? Is it easier to say your sins are forgiven or stand up and walk?" Verse 24, "So I will prove to you that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins." Then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and go home." Verse 25, and immediately as everyone watched, the man jumped up, picked up his mat, and went home praising God. Everyone was gripped with great wonder and awe, and they praised God, exclaiming, "We have seen amazing things today." Powerful, powerful word. We have seen amazing things today. I encourage you. You go back and read Luke chapter 5 today, verses 17 through 26, and you get revelation, wisdom, knowledge, and deeper depths of understanding. What is God speaking to you and your circle of influence, in your family and friends, in Jesus' name? And you get your own three practical tips on what you can apply. But I'll share the ones that I came up with today. The first practical tip is to let it go and let God's spirit flow. Whatever's bothering you, just let it go. Step is to feel good about letting it go and knowing that God is working it out for your family's good. And step three, go on like it's already been done. Act as if. Walk by faith and not by sight. I am Vernitra Thomas, host of Next Level Faith Call. Thank you all for joining us today. And connect with us through social media and through our email at nextlevelfaithcall@gmail.com. Thank you all. Please share this call and have a wonderful day with your family and unity love. And I'm praying for you, and I know you're praying for us too. God bless us all in the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice